Vice President of Research for the Connecticut Economic Resource Center. And quarterly, the center puts together surveys, and the latest Inform CT Consumer Confidence Survey is out. And Alyssa is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning. Alyssa, good morning, and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning, Brad and Dan. Thanks for having me.
The survey results are interesting in that the people surveyed have their priorities as far as state government is concerned. And what did the survey results show, Alyssa?
Sure. We did this quarterly survey. We surveyed over 500 people across the state, and we asked them to indicate how important it is for the state to spend money on 10 different issues. And we found that the health of Connecticut's residents and the safety of people scored the highest.
Wow. Again, the healthy and the safety. And I'll tell you something right now. You hear safety, safety everywhere.
Exactly. And I think because of everything you're hearing across the nation and all of these, terrible tragedies happening, it seems only likely that safety would rise up to the top, along with health, of course.
Now, does the survey break this out? Health is such a broad-based category. When we talk about health, what was the survey designating?
That's a good question. We didn't actually break it down too much further, but thinking about what does the state spend its money on, certain programs for children and for vulnerable populations, we actually found that that also scored very high, that people are very concerned about keeping the state's children safe and healthy.
You know, Alyssa, I saw where student achievement, this was a surprise to me in a way, in elementary, middle, and high schools were ranked as very important or important by 78% of the respondents.
Yes. It ranked so high. That was the third ranking issue, just after health and safety, and much higher than university education, which also ranked high. But it's creating that strong base for the children so that they can go out and do great things after they graduate.
You know, this survey also showed a majority of Connecticut residents have low optimism for business conditions. Can you explain that, Alyssa?
Yeah, that's an unfortunate finding, of course, but as part of the survey, we also ask a set of questions every quarter about business conditions and about the economy, and for the fourth consecutive quarter now, we have found that the percentage of Connecticut residents who think that overall business conditions in the state are worse now than they were 6 months ago.
And also another part that everybody looks to, environmental, and did you think that was 37%, while 32% indicated the vitality of business, very important, 40% said it was important. What do you think about the environmental listings?
Right, so it's so important to have that strong base so that businesses can thrive, so that people have jobs, and that's a really important thing for the economy, for the livelihood of people and their households, and then it also obviously positively affects the state, their finances, the budget, and so having a vital business climate is really important.
Now, when you say you surveyed 500 people, explain to our audience the Scientology behind surveys that you can come to a reasonable conclusion on the survey of 500 people, Alyssa.
Sure. So what we do is we survey across the state, and we make sure that the folks taking the survey answer certain demographic characteristics, and that they live in a wide array across the state, and so we're making sure that we're getting the right mix of age distribution and county distribution and things like that. So we had an overall survey response of 505 responses with a margin of error of 4%. So we can say that these percentages are plus or minus 4%.
And as a vice president of research for the Connecticut Economic Resource Center, how would you personally judge what you got?
Well, I think I think that what people are hearing, in the media and the long time it took for the state to get a budget in place really did wear on people's perspectives about the state business climate. So that's why I think we saw some of the lowest readings we've seen since we started this 3 years ago. I'm hoping now that we have a budget in place and people can see, what that means for the state and for spending priorities, that hopefully we'll see an improved perspective next quarter.
Alyssa, what's done with this research? Is it given to government officials? How is this used?
It is. We are doing this to distribute it to business leaders, to legislators, so that they have the information so that they can make more informed decisions.
Okay. Well, very interesting.
Interesting, and we'll see how it develops. I think everybody knows, Alyssa, that we've got problems not only in Connecticut but in this country. Who would have ever thought that we'd have so many shootings and so often in America, and all of a sudden. So this says something about what's going on in our own country.
It really does. And people are, of course, nervous about the business climate, but as you can see in the results now, with safety being on top of people's minds, it's just as important as business climate, right? People need to feel safe so that they can prosper.
Alyssa, great job. Thanks for cluing our audience into this survey, and we'll talk again down the road. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. You bet.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You know,